This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Host, we're broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of April 2017, and we've changed the world. My crew, myself, and of course you, the listeners, the viewers, the activists, the people gathering intel out there on the ground and spreading the word in the trenches and the fight for the human mind, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. Well, the biggest yogurt maker in the world that came out of nowhere the last few decades, big buddies with George Soros, big buddies with Bill Clinton, big buddies with the Federal Reserve Board that he's on, the actual New York Fed that runs the whole country, that Trump can't even dislodge. He's filed a big lawsuit against InfoWars. Now, the headlines are $10,000. That's just the filing that's up to that amount, the damages. Then they're asking for the punitive damages. 10, 20, 30 million, who knows? Because InfoWars covered other mainstream and independent media articles about Idaho in the last year and a half, where there was a report of the refugee teenagers and kids reportedly raping a little girl. And the media said it was all a hoax. Muslims never rape anybody. They never bomb anybody. They never shoot anybody. And the lapdog media was just salivating to try to cover it up. We weren't even the progenitors of that article. We weren't even leading the coverage. Probably should have been. And of course, they just pled guilty. They all pled guilty to the assault. And so, through the transmutation or the alchemy of MSM, you file a lawsuit on Alex Jones, and you have NBC with the headline that I published fake news. Why, the Chobani owner, he doesn't have any connection to the refugees there in Idaho. He doesn't have any connections. Of course, he does. Says, I posted fake stories. David Knight, who's very restrained, by the way, did a video report about it and showed local news and the confirmation that, indeed, they pled guilty now. Now, you could say maybe Chobani, the company itself, didn't, but the owner is a big advocate. You can put up on screen or maybe put behind me his Twitter feed with good old George Soros. So this is bigger than InfoWars.com. It's bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than all of that. It's about being able to shut down free speech and intimidate people. The owner, who we'll get to in a moment, the Mr. Hamid Ulukaya, wants me to apologize for my fake news, correct everything, pay them a bunch of damages. Okay. Muslims never raped anybody in the history of the world, and they never committed a sin or a crime, and they're perfect, and there's no rapes in Sweden, and no rapes in Germany, and no crime, and the refugees aren't bringing in TB. Oh, yeah, I'm being sued for that. I have the CDC and a stack of mainstream news about TB exploding, including in the town where his factory's based, where they brought in the refugees. And he's suing me for that. I've talked to my lawyers. This is a dream. I understand this guy's got a lot of money, but you've got a guy from Turkey who just got here in the 90s, who's got all these sweetheart government deals, who's buddies with Bill Clinton and George Soros, who sits on the board of the New York Federal Reserve that runs the country? The Federal Reserve Board is ultra secret. Trump can't even hardly dislodge it. This is the Federal Reserve and George Soros, but it gets better. When I saw the big, top, well-known D.C. law firm, I said, I've heard of them before. And Soros, I think, gave them the founding money. I searched George Soros, the law firm. First thing, he was their first client. Who can make that up? An Islamicist from Turkey, backed by George Soros, Bill Clinton's buddy on the Federal Reserve Board, wants me to apologize and basically say, Muslims never even had a crooked toenail, and he's not bringing in refugees. Well, sorry, not going to do it.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Knocking them dead.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got a big broadcast lined up for you today. We're now at least 2 weeks into the crucifixion of the truth, or the attempt of the dying corporate dinosaur media to claw back any type of respectability by attacking their opposition, which, of course, is the truth. The lie must attack the truth. I don't like making our broadcast the center of attention, but quite frankly, events demand it or will be destroyed. Chobani Yogurt, the biggest yogurt maker in the world, due to lucrative government contracts, of course, that's how the real fortunes are made these days, has filed a ridiculous publicity stunt lawsuit, in my researched opinion and view, against Alex Jones and InfoWars. Now, the owner literally is a super good buddy with George Soros, helping run the refugee program, bringing unvetted Islamicists and others into the country. That's happening. And we know some of the refugees are unvetted. We know some of them have been carrying out crimes. And this guy is a proponent of that. So when the so-called Islamic pilgrims or the Islamic colonists commit crimes, attack people, engage in genital mutilation, all the things that are going on. It then falls on those, some of the guilt, who have been promoting this, who have been pushing it. It doesn't mean that the owner of Chobani, Hamid Ulukaya, from Turkey, got here in the mid-1990s, it doesn't mean he wants all this to happen. Doesn't mean he's happy the rapes are taking place. But the bottom line is, seven countries have unvetted people coming into this nation where they don't even have real passports, like Somalia and Sudan and Libya. And in Libya, they're selling women into slavery by the thousands. That's mainstream news. Now, remember last year, about a year and a half ago, it broke in Idaho that reportedly some teenage boys raped a little girl and then reportedly videotaped it, showed it to the father and all the rest of it. Now they've pled guilty and admitted to it. So what's media going to do? They go, they got a big top PR firm, top media firm, literally founded by the first client, George Soros. And I have a special report on that coming up at the bottom of the hour that I shot last night that's highly produced that Rob Dew put together. But again, this is bigger than Alex Jones. This affects everybody in a giant way. Because if they can bring us down, they can bring everybody down. There's NBC's headline. Alex Jones sued by Chobani after yogurt maker says radio host faked stories. Now, you see, they're branding us everywhere as fake. For 2 weeks, every major newspaper, every major news channel has been saying that I say I'm fake, I say I'm a fraud, I say I'm not real. They never show you a clip. They never show me saying it. There's no proof of it. Then they play games and go, oh, well, he admits sometimes he plays characters and is an actor. But that's when I'm clearly illustrating something by comedy or by satire. So there's this attempt to first brand this as fake. Then, going back 2 weeks ago, we get calls, we get a letter from Chobani's law firm saying, we want you to retract or clarify these three things. I go look at David Knight's reports. I look at one of the headlines that one of the other guys put up, and I said, you know, we could get away with it, but I don't want to get away with it. I want to really, really be fair here. You probably can't say that he's importing rapists. Technically, people have been brought in. He pushes the refugee program that have been rapists. So you could technically say that, but I said, let's just point out that refugees are raping, and the media has been forced to admit that they tried to cover up this case in Idaho, and it turned out to be true. They pled guilty. Let's just go with that headline. Turns out there was rape in Idaho connected to Islamicists. Boom. So we change the headlines and send it back to them. What do? They have the Idaho Statesman that is extremely revealing and informative, and everything about it is a lie. First, they have a photo of myself last year being escorted by police after I was attacked by communists out of a public park at the RNC. Now, as of 5 o'clock in the morning, they didn't have a caption under it saying that I was being escorted out by police. It just left it up there to make it look like I was being arrested. Then they say Chobani, the Greek yogurt maker, is suing Alex Jones, the right-wing conspiracy theorist, who said Sandy Hook Elementary School was a hoax. Didn't quite say that. We had debates about it. 9/11 was an inside job. Yes, our government stood down, worked with Saudi Arabia. That's now been declassified by the U.S. government. Nope, didn't say that. And that Chobani imports migrant rapists to Twin Falls. The headline did say he was importing people connected to rape. And that's all over the local newspapers. I'm going to show you those headlines. But we even did what they wanted and changed it. They go on to say, I didn't respond. And they go on to say, we didn't retract it. But here's the proof. Scroll down. You'll see three blue links there. Lower down. Keep going. Yep, there they are. Back up. Back up. There they are. You go to those links, and you will notice, click the middle one. Go ahead and click it. That's not our website. That's not our YouTube channel. They got a copy of it. Somebody did. I'm sure they're fine folks, just some YouTube channel, and posted it with the original headline. Now, the newspaper knows, and Chobani knows, and they all full well know that statutorily, if we do a correction or retraction, that there aren't punitive damages, meaning larger damages, just actual damages, if they were to win a lawsuit. So, just like in other cases we've seen lately, we correct or retract, they say we don't, and then the media itself republishes it, or Media Matters republishes it, and then links to it, and then claims republishing and damages again. But you look at those leaks, you look at those links, and they are not us. Now, let's be clear. I'm not backing away from the story. I clarified it when their lawyers called 2 weeks ago and said, yeah, those headlines could be a little bit more accurate, change them. But in essence, my lawyers agreed. They said, yeah, no, it's in the headlines about rape in the area, sexual assault. This guy is bringing in refugees. Refugees are connected to this. It's very, very reasonable to basically say that. And so we simply went and did a clarification, really. Doesn't matter. 2 weeks later, they file a lawsuit. The owner of Chobani tells the newspaper that I didn't respond, that he wants me to apologize, clarify, and give him all these damages. Brother, not going to happen. They also say in the lawsuit that I was seeking to hurt them financially. Why on earth would I want to hurt some yogurt company that's based here in the United States and has people working at it? Why would I want to do that? I'll be honest. I didn't know about Chobani. I knew about the TB in the area. I knew about Muslims being brought in. I knew a Muslim owned it. We had barely covered the story, but don't you worry. I'm going to be covering it now, Mr. Hamid Ulu Kaya. Yes. In fact, I'm choosing this as a battle. On this, I will stand, I will win, or I will die. I have chosen this. You have chosen it. Let's go. You are on the private, super secret New York Federal Reserve Board that runs the entire Federal Reserve that U.S. citizens can't even find anything out about. And you are from Turkey. Moved here in the mid-1990s and are buddies with Bill Clinton and George Soros. And tweet how you're refreshing to meet George Soros and hear about his work. Looking forward to collaborating with him on refugees. That was 2 years ago. So, we've got him buddies with Bill Clinton, part of the big Clinton Global Initiative, part of the Clinton Foundation. And you say we're putting out fake stories when everybody knows about what reportedly happened in the town your plant's based in with refugees that came in that you had promoted and pushed to come. And now you're claiming you have no connection to the refugees that have pled guilty. So what do they do when the media said this didn't happen? They said it was a right-wing hoax last year. Remember that? All over the news. Muslims never rape anybody. They're little perfect angels. What do? They're trying to grab victory from the jaws of defeat. They are trying to go, who can we say is fake news? Well, we've been branding Alex Jones as fake news. He didn't create these stories. He didn't push these stories. And most of it's accurate. But let's just pick him and David Knight reading some news articles on the nightly news and say they created it. Alex Jones created this claim that in a town in Idaho that has this huge Muslim population, everything caters to them now, he made it all up. It all came out of Alex Jones, the king of fake news. When we're the king of reality, not the king of fake news, and they know it, and that's why they can take us down, they can take you down. And it's interesting, when you go to the Idaho newspaper, I thought I'd go to their front page and see what I saw. So I went to the front page of the Idaho Statesman, and guess what I saw? It's like Islamabad. It's like catering to the Muslims. Go to the front page. We'll put it up on screen for TV viewers. Five different articles about catering to Muslims. And that's because there's a major Islamic take over there. Oh, look, it's fewer Middle Eastern students are enrolling at Boise State. Oh, they don't feel welcome. How do we grovel more to make them feel welcome and, you know, all the Sharia law and the rest of it? And you scroll down and you find more articles about Muslims and how great they are. And look at the headline. It looks like I'm being arrested there. All deception. It's like when I go in for my child custody case here in Austin, they'll sit there with cameras showing me taking my belt off, going through a metal detector, or holding my arms up to be wanded like I'm a criminal. That's how they sit there and deceive everybody, ladies and gentlemen. We come back. I've got more on this. North Korea, huge developments on the economy. David Knight's coming up. But this is a big, big, big deal. what they're trying to engage in with the American people and how they're trying to play all these different games when everybody knows that there is a massive Islamic invasion taking place all over the Western world and that they've basically bought off local governments and have basically are taking over our society. Stay with us.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your...
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it for every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to look at the Islamic invasion coming up in the next segment and tie it into all these rich Islamic leaders who have basically been taking over the private school movement here in the United States, taking over many of the factories and bringing in their own foreign workers to staff those. So that is all coming up, how this ties together. But first, if you're a TV viewer, I'll show you this. Radio listeners can go to InfoWars.com and see it, hopefully share the link, because Fox News, CNN, the front page of the local paper, they're all running with the fact that I'm fake news, and I'm being sued because I claimed that the owner of Chobani brought in rapists. Well, I mean, he's bringing in unvetted migrant Islamicists, and then they've now pled guilty to the sexual assault. What am I supposed to do? And then they're saying, oh, that's fake news. Say it isn't true, and we'll drop our lawsuit. That's what I was told 2 weeks ago. Well, now the lawsuit's filed. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that Sweden isn't the rape capital of the world. We can show you the maps on that. I'm not going to sit here and say that Islam isn't spreading all over the planet. I mean, it's just simply crazy. Just type in global maps of rape worldwide, and the highest place in the world is Sweden. Now, here's the video where I break all this down. Alex responds to Chobani Soros-backed lawsuits. I'll break all that down in the next longer segment. But look at this commenter right here, and I see this a lot. Blue Mountain 48. I hope, Alex, you don't talk about this for 2 weeks, about this lawsuit. Gee, it's only $10,000. Alex makes that in 1 day. I make that in 1 day? No, I battle to fund this operation because it's the main outpost of resistance. Now, let me show you the Idaho Statesman, okay, by Zach Kyle. The whole article is basically fiction, except for one part. Chobani seeks, that's the name of the company. I love how it's called Greek yogurt. It's called Chobani. I guess the Muslims did take over Greece for a while, so they're really, I guess, Muslims there now, or at least in their bloodline. There's been lawsuits over the fact it's not really Greek yogurt. Again, it's this total imposter system. Seeks at least $10,000 in damages, attorney's fees, and punitive damages. Punitive. That could be $100 million, like the Hulk Hogan case. Punitive, punitive, punitive. Man. And they point out we're on 580 AM. You know, KIDO. You know behind the scenes, I bet they're trying to get us off that station. You know it. I'm going to be going to Idaho now. I'm going to be going on that local radio station. I am going to bring investigative crews there. I'm going to show what the locals are doing. I'm going to show the Islamists getting off the planes. You want to fight? You better believe, baby, you got one. It's not Chobani suing me. It's Hamid Ulukaya. Hamid Ulukaya. That is who? Bill Clinton's buddy. The guy that works for George Soros to bring people in. And then he turns around, and he's on the Federal Reserve Board at 44 years of age when citizens can't even find out what's going on that. Talk about foreign rule. I cannot wait for the depositions. I cannot wait to depose this guy. Let me just tell the listeners something real quick before we go to break and come back. I'm going to hit some North Korea news and some other big news. On this rock, I plant my flag. I am going to fight this. I just, gut level, I know they have really miscalculated. I talked to Mike Cernovich. He agrees. He's a lawyer. We're talking to some other top lawyers right now. But this is a perfect opening now because it's a story we can document. It's where we're just reporting other people's news. They're trying to shut us down, shut us up, saying we're fake. This is crazy. Absolutely incredible, ladies and gentlemen, to have the fake media saying this. But listen, we need your financial support and your prayers more than ever. We've been discounting 33% off caveman, the bone broth, turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and more formula. It's amazing. But I decided I want to go 20% more off that. It's 53% off right now. And by the way, it's going to sell out in like a week. I want you to try it because it tastes so good. It's amazing. It's kind of like when new products come out, sometimes the store will, you know, we'll give you free samples or whatever to see how good they are. That's pretty much what this is. 53% off, big old keg of this, concentrated bone broth, super healthy, amazing. Go find out all the great things it does. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The ultimate paleo formula. We have other big discounts, super blue bubblegum flavor for kids, fluoride free with all the other great additives that are all natural to it, like the colloidal silver and the iodine. That's about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We don't have the federal school lunch program, $15 million or whatever, like Chobani does. We don't have all the government contracts for George Soros money. We just have you supporting us. So please support us and get great products. We'll be right back.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You know, you got some guy that works for George Soros to open the borders up and bring in refugees. He works with the UN plan and Peter Sutherland to Islamify Europe. I mean, that's what the UN program is. He's pushing this colonization big time. His name's Hamid Ulukaya. And he filed suit on me claiming I wanted to hurt his company and have people not eat his yogurt. No, we covered other reports confirming people have now pled guilty, refugees that were brought in to the town that you push, who now pled guilty to these assaults that the media said didn't exist for a year. And then we were picked as a publicity stunt to try to smokescreen the fact that the refugee program has now given a black eye to this guy's company by his actions. Just like Starbucks is down 20-something percent in their profits right now or more because they said we're going to hire a bunch of refugees. People are sick of it. Your actions caused this to happen to you. Your actions, Hillary Clinton, made you lose the election. I could care less. In fact, I didn't even ever put two and two together with the yogurt because the few times I've eaten it, it tastes... I don't like Greek yogurt to begin with. It doesn't have any flavor. and yours tasted like drying paint. And I don't say that because you're a Muslim. If you were a Muslim not trying to open the borders and bring all these people in and pushing all this garbage, and you weren't with George Soros and your yogurt tasted good, I'd buy it from you. I am so honored and so blessed to have a guy hooked into the global initiative, buddies with involved with the global refugee Islamic movement, coming after me. And to have them all over the news saying, oh, we couldn't instantly or, couldn't get a comment right away, Fox News says. We didn't immediately get a comment. They never let me comment. They never show what I say in the news. They never let me counter. They just lie, and pretend like they're mainstream news, pretend like they're trustable news. They're total garbage. Yes, InfoWars didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Yeah, I called that reporter, by the way, this morning. Good luck, I'll ever have any quotes. All they do is cherry pick a bunch of bull and then show a photo of me with police all around me like I've been arrested. Now, it's not a fake news story this guy pushes bringing in refugees. It's not a fake news story that there's now been reports of this and people pleading guilty. Does that mean he directly wanted it? No. But when you bring in unvetted Islamist hordes, you better believe you're bringing in some rapists, because that's part of the culture over there, just like Somalia. When I said that rock star hip-hop lady wants to bring in more unvetted refugees, I said, don't go to Somalia, lady. You'll get gang raped. People said, oh, my gosh, he wants to get gang raped. No, it's a figure of speech. You want us to live under this, but you live behind armed guards. You've got bodyguards, Michael Moore, but you don't want us to have guns. The refugees have now admitted the sex attack on a disabled girl in Idaho, reportedly peed in her mouth as well. Oh, I've got articles right here where Islamists raped a little girl anally, and they didn't do anything because they said, well, that's just their culture, and he couldn't understand. No. And I've got a whole stack of news coming up in the next segment, or in this segment, actually, from a tape report I put out, breaking all of this down. So, we need your prayers. We need your support. We need you to support our local affiliates. We need you to call our local Idaho affiliate, because I bet you $1 million are trying to kick us off that station, and send them donations and support them and stand up for them, because we've got to hang together or hang separate. And you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Your family needs a high-quality gravity-fed filter. Stainless steel sits on the counter. Looks great. Your family needs non-GMO, high-quality, storable foods. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, please financially support us, support our local stations, purchase our products. You need them. We need the funding, and I will stand up against this lawsuit. I will depose them. I will get their corporate documents. I will get how they're funded by the government, the school lunch program to force-feed kids. You know, you see what happened under Michelle Obama. We will stand up and fight if you really want us to. And if the support comes in, I'm going to fight. And by the way, under the last 2 weeks of unprecedented attacks and demonization, we have seen record support. So I'm taking that as a signal that you want me to go full steam ahead, ramming speed, no quarter, and you've got it. I can feel your prayers. I can feel your support. I can feel your love. I can physically see it. Now, we are bringing in more funds than we ever have for this time of year. But we're expanding, and we've got major enemies attacking. And so we need to really increase the funding massively. If you've never purchased a T-shirt or a high-quality non-GMO coffee or the nutraceuticals or the X2 or the lung cleanse or the parasite cleanse or the brain force or the fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine toothpaste or vitamin B12 or our liver shield or the great oxy powder and the knockout, do it today. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Support us, pray for us, and we are all in this together. But you want to fight? You've got to stand up. Only a fraction of the listeners spread our links. It's changed the world. Only a fraction of the listeners buy the products. It's changed the world. We're under attack because we're changing the world together. Le Pen is in the runoff to win. She's like Ron Paul. Better than Trump. Nationalism surging. Humanity's awakening, and they want to intimidate us. If they can shut us down, they can shut everybody down. Google admits they're censoring us. It's all coming out. Leakers need to put out more info. And here's the final thing I'm going to say that's most important. They're failing in all these attacks. But they're assassinating my character first with the general public before fake criminal charges or murder. I don't say to be dramatic. I'm smart. I've studied things. I have a feel for this. This is what they do before they kill you. They want me silenced. They want me under system so I can't speak out while they quietly destroy me. All these little Lilliputians. It's not going to work. We're standing together. But this is the equivalent of the Alamo against the globalist or 300. I'm on the beach with our listeners, the front line, battling. I need other talk show hosts, other news sites, and everybody else out there to support us. They don't want you to see my response to Chobani. They're not going to put it anywhere. Watch. It's up to you to get it out. It's up to Drudge to post it if he wants to. But whatever, I need your help. I stand with everybody else. I stand with everybody else when they're under attack, when they're being boycotted. I understand we hang together or we hang separate. I need your hopes. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. And I need you to spread the links and the articles on critical news and information. I need you to understand how far we've already come. And we shouldn't be pessimistic because they're attacking us. That's because we're starting to win. We're over the target. So I want to see a record surge in funding. Because even though we've seen a record support, it is barely enough in the face of all this. And I want to expand. I don't want to just stay the same size. I want to grow in the face of the enemy. We have a job to do. These are products you need. They're game-changing. It supports the broadcast. Sign up for auto ships. You can support us every month. Get 10% off. Free shipping on $50 or more. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And please pray for my crew and pray for our sponsors and our affiliates as well. And support those local sponsors. Don't sit there and think somebody else is going to do it or, oh, thank God Alex is there. And I'm not chastising you, but this is the main battle. This is the main enemy assault. It's every week new attacks, and we're getting stronger in the face of it because you're pulling through for us. But we got to keep pulling hard here or the globalists are going to absolutely, you know, people say, oh, he acts like a football coach. That's what men did before they went to war, before they rallied the troops. Football is a facsimile of war. It's not real. Football coaches are copying what men used to do to rally people to stand up for their people. I'm not acting like a football coach. They're acting like what men used to do, rallying people to take action. This isn't some game, people. There's a total Islamic takeover taking place. Behind the scenes, they got Muslims following me around. You wouldn't believe the crap they're pulling, man. The damn cult. And I'm ready to take them on. But I need your prayers. Christ, please help us win this. Please help me be strong, and please help the listeners understand how serious this is. Let's go to my special report, and then David Knight's coming up. I'm Alex Jones, telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
April 24th, 2017. That's the day you can mark your calendars that George Soros openly tried to take down InfoWars. Yeah, he funds Media Matters and David Brock and is trying to shut down InfoWars and every other libertarian pro-America group. And sure, he's involved with MSNBC and the WikiLeaks with Hillary trying to steal the election. And sure, he's been caught with the United Nations and the WikiLeaks trying to set up a system where only his news is available to the public. News he approves. But the Nazi collaborator jumped the shark today, April 24th, 2017. He had his Islamicist-owned and backed U.S. company openly file suit against InfoWars today for stating information that is part of the public record. They have taken our kindness for weakness, and George Soros and his Islamicist buddies are now about to meet not Alex Jones, but the American people. Let me just first show you a few headlines from today, but also the recent past, just to illustrate what I'm about to lay out to you. Look at this headline, Associated Press today. Chobani Yogurt Company sues right-wing radio host Alex Jones. And it says, because I claim Islamic migrants, quote, refugees, are unvetted, which they are, and that 20% or more have TB, and because this guy promotes the importation of these people, I'm a liar, so they're suing me. They also say that he's been caught bringing in Islamicists who have now pled guilty to rape. Well, let me then clarify or correct myself here. I'm not saying he consciously brought in people he thought were going to rape, but people he brought in and force-fed on America have now been implicated, indicted, and have pled guilty to that. But here's what's even crazier. The owner of Chobani, who appeared out of nowhere in the late 1990s here in the United States, immigrated here in 1994, he is on the New York Federal Reserve. That's the New York Fed that under the 1913 Federal Reserve Act controls all the other regional banks in the United States. And Donald Trump is even having trouble removing the New York Fed. So how is this guy, who just got here in the 90s, on the New York Fed, but citizens can't even get details of what's happening? And he comes here from countries that don't have any freedom. Turkey's now an Islamic dictatorship, threatening to invade Europe if they don't submit. He comes here with clear backing of the government of Turkey. Turkey's infiltrated us up one side and down the other. That's admitted. Setting up thousands of public schools, private schools, you name it. That he shows up out of nowhere, gets huge portions of the U.S. lunch program. I'm going to cover that in a moment. Kind of like Carlos Slim, the Mexican kingpin that owns the New York Times, gets the Obama phone contracts, billions a year. And then they pick us to file a lawsuit on. And why is that? Because we're the tip of the spear, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to go over all the evidence right now. Here it is. Refreshing to meet George Soros and hear about his work. Looking forward to collaborating with him and the refugees. That was a couple of years ago. We now see with the flood of 80% military-aged men, the 5 million people in Europe, what's happening here, the giant political snake that is chewing at us. So here's the Aiken Group that George Soros founded. I'm going to show you in a moment. George Soros' law firm that is suing us for reporting on what I'm about to show you all over mainstream news. TV skyrocketing, coming from the Islamicist, what his company's doing, that he's pushing for more unvetted refugees, all of this. But they go on to say that Idaho yogurt maker caught importing migrant rapist. So they threatened me a couple weeks ago with a lawsuit, so we even changed the headlines. They didn't care. They went ahead and filed the lawsuit. Even though you could technically probably argue our headlines, I said, yeah, maybe he didn't know that it's part of the Islamic religion to rape women that aren't attended and put hoods over their heads and enslave them. Maybe he's not really a Muslim, even though he is. But I said, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's a heretic. So I said, let's not say, let's say people he brought in have been pleading guilty to rape. And that TV's exploding from folks being brought in. But let's not, didn't matter to them. Statutorily, it's all about teaching me to shut up, teaching me to back down, teaching all of us to go away, which isn't going to happen. They've taken my kindness for weakness. Oh, Chobani, get ready. Chobani founder gets threats, and the calls are now coming out to boycott, bringing in more refugees. That was last year. That's NBC News, not us. Here's another headline. U.S. yogurt billionaire asks businesses to hire more foreign refugees. Turkish Chobani owner has deep ties to Clinton Global Initiative and Clinton campaign. 2016. Then you turn the page and they have links to it. It turns out he's involved with Democrats, the unions. He got all this money from federal government. He spent all this money on lobbying. And then you find out refugee advocate is also on the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York while still being a Turkish citizen and has been named eminent advocate for the United Nations Refugee Program, which is run by Peter Sutherland, that says the Islamic invasion is about ending Western civilization and freedom.
Under the 1951 convention and the preamble, which all the countries in the world effectively that we're talking about are signatories to, refugees are the responsibility of the world. The day of hiding behind borders and fences is long gone. We have to work together and to cooperate together to make a better world.
So let's look at this international prospectus from international investors titled Alpha Company or Die, looking at the Aiken Group. The firm's New York offices started with three clients. And number three was George Soros. The Aiken Group built out its business from there. The firm's investment management practice now boasts 60 lawyers plus 45 tax attorneys, and they've filed suit on us. So you want me to fight the globalists? You want me to take on the New World Order that hijacked America, opened the borders up, and is bringing in the Islamists here and in Europe? Well, they're going to come after us. So everyone should be conscious. Google just got caught censoring us and had to admit it. Soros and his media managers is openly trying to shut us down. And now they've got lawsuits. expose it, speak out against it. Literally, I never knew what Chobani yogurt was. I thought it was a joke the few times I ate it. But again, that's why they target school lunch programs. Because in my opinion, it tastes like dried paint. So I'm being sued for saying Islamists are bringing in TB. I'm being sued for saying that some of them have, you know, been pleading guilty to rape. I'm sure you weren't conscious. Again, I'll retract that. So let's look at the headlines. TB spiked 500% in Twin Falls during 2012 as Chobani Yogurt opened the plant. The blessings just continue. 7 refugees with active TB sent to Idaho when they know they have it. 22% of residents refugees in Minnesota tested positive for tuberculosis. It doesn't matter. They're arrogant Muslims running around, you know, killing each other in their own countries. It doesn't matter. We'll roll over to them. We have no common sense. We have no life force. We have no resistance. I do. Report tuberculosis in the United States, 2015, CDC exploding. Chobani and Phage face lawsuits over sugar content and Greekness. Oh. Competitors are taking Chobani to court over scare tactics used in its ads. Oh, bullying. Chobani Greek yogurt accused in lawsuit of not being Greek and deceiving customers with nutritional benefits. Oh, but don't worry. You've got a forced school lunch program, don't you? Oh, and the same law firm, big law firm, takes down big conservative blogger. And no one points out Soros was a founding funder. But we will. Don't worry. Turkey says migrant deal has ended. May unleash millions of refugees. And I've got all the headlines just from last month saying you will let more in or we will burn down Europe. We're launching a holy war, a jihad. And the day after he said it, truck attacks in England and in France and in Sweden and in Belgium. And it was all just funny because Europeans have no defense mechanism. They have no will to stand up. And Erdogan, the dictator, just laughs and says, start killing. And he's got his companies here everywhere, taking over private schools, you name it, companies just everywhere. Because they know how to run stuff, and they know how to donate money, and they know how to sue, and they know how to bully. Well, guess what? You just ran into a Texan. So you get ready!
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's Harry's.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Muslims even though screamed Allahu Akbar and did it. Muslim avoids jail for anally raping teen because he couldn't understand no, and it's his culture. AP charges Fresno shooters. Words, they change it. From Allah Akbar, removes Islam reference. AP. Yeah, you wait till the Idaho jury, brother, sits there and sees all this and knows all this. Won't matter, half of them work at your damn plant. They hate your guts, too. They hate your thuggery. They hate your bullying. They hate your Islamification. They hate your genital mutilation. They hate everything Islam does. And until you denounce it and you try to bring that here, It's on all Muslims' heads. But none of you will decry what you're involved in. Where will you? Where are you? And to be clear, we're just covering a few of the cases. Refugees from Africa, refugees from Iraq, rapes, admitting to it, adults being charged, then all sorts of cover-ups. I mean, this is huge. Everybody knows about the Islamic rape epidemic, and that Sweden's the capital of rape worldwide now. But when Farage says it, they criminally charge him in Europe, saying he can't say that. This is the bullying. They think they've broken our will. They haven't. And so here's the deal, Mr. Know-it-all. Maybe you don't know what Islam's all about, so will you come out and decry it? Force. But see, you're not. And you want to sit here and try to intimidate us and shut us up from reporting this, and that's not ever going to happen. Now to the viewers, you want us to fight globalism? The sword of the New World Order is Islam. You want us to stand up for freedom? You want us to promote sovereignty? We're doing it. And I'm very honored to be under attack by all these people. But I'm here to tell you, if you want to support the broadcast, go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy those products. They're great nutraceuticals, great supplements, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great water filtration, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people, great books and films, thousands of great items. But whatever you do, spread the link, spread the articles, spread the word and say, this is the forbidden site. This is what the globalists don't want you to see because we are so effective. They know we got Trump elected. They know you got Trump elected. They know nationalism is rising and globalism is in great crisis. And globalism's alliance with Islam will be their final fall. But you look at this guy that owns Chobani, coming from nowhere, hooked in with George Soros, the UN, involved in this whole program, which the UN admits is meant to end Western civilization. And you understand it's part of a large globalist operation, which we are standing against. And that's why they're trying to shut us down. So if you're not supporting us, if you're not praying for us, if you're not spreading the word about InfoWars, you're doing it to your own detriment. We have products you absolutely need. And they are hoping that you just see us as out there fighting for you and don't realize you're fighting with us. They're hoping you don't take action. Because if you spread the word and spread our articles and videos and get past the censors and the bots, and if you buy our products, nothing can stop you and we will defeat these people. This is my fight. This is your fight. This is our fight against a bunch of authoritarian globalist third world populations allied with the global elite who are totally cold-blooded. This is World War III. It's economic, it's cultural, and we will win it. And in closing, this is a spiritual battle. All of us, as imperfect as we are, need to hit our knees before the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and ask that he give us guidance and that he intercede with the Father to give us the will and the determination and the judgment to lead, guide, and direct us with the discernment it takes to break the purely wicked and foul-spirited system of globalism, Islam, and modern liberalism that is all combined as a trifecta of evil against us. But our trifecta is much stronger. You won't find it in the globalist churches. You'll find it in your heart and soul and in your communion with God in that quiet place, the Most High, that we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and we are unstoppable. But this is the epic fight. And we are standing against the Islamist economic takeover and all their bullying. And if you breathe air into our sails and financially support us and spread our links and articles and pray for us, we are unstoppable because you are unstoppable because our God, the God of liberty and justice and freedom and life, is the true God and will crush the satanic God of Islam.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes